is shocked to discover she's not actually a Roberts. We'll explain.
And which singer stuck the fan's finger during the show?
And Gary, you won't believe what Jennifer Hudson wore to meet your fave, Miss Diana Ross.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Woo! Ooh, child, the dish today is hot and spicy, so rat-tat-tat! What you got, sis?
Here it is. Well, remember back in November when Odell Beckham Jr. was escorted off a plane at the Miami airport?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, the police body cam video has been released. So in the video, you can hear the flight attendant saying Odell refused to put his seatbelt on, and officers showed up telling Odell and passengers they all needed to get off the plane. Well, one passenger was pissed and told OBJ to get off the plane so everybody else can stay on, and that enraged the Super Bowl champ. He told the man, I would never get off the plane for you. You gonna wait 40 minutes and I'm gonna be on a private plane home? Yeah, with your fat ass. Get your ass off the plane for a second. Enjoy the cheese board on the way home with your ugly ass.
Wow. Okay. One time for charcuterie.
I mean, I don't know. I would be upset if I was Odell too, because that was not right, you know?
Yeah, why should I get off for somebody else?
They wanted him to get off. Really, the truth is, the stewardess was upset with him for some odd reason because he fell asleep before the plane takeoff. A lot of people do that.
I do that all the time.
Sure. Number two, they was like they felt like he was inebriated, which was not
That's none of their
was
business.
Not true.
I do
Number
that.
Three, when the police asked him, you know, what his name was, do you know what he was? He was very coherent. Mm-hmm. They were just like, he just seems like he's very tired.
Yeah.
Like it's a 5-hour flight.
Then
like,
he said he pulled the all-nighter or something
and
like that.
And then the stewardess on the site, well, he told her that he just came from the club. So they really, truly wanted him off the plane. So that's why he was like, I ain't getting off this plane. I haven't done anything.
Right.
Yeah, but they really did hype it. They were saying he was being wild and belligerent.
Anyway.
And when you saw the body cam footage, he was actually just calm and chill.
Yeah. Right.
Almost asleep.
Enjoy your cheese board. I mean, that is kind of an all-time classic.
Or right mind there. Your business.
With your ugly ass, that's just black people. That's just how we talk. That ain't really a good cussing out.
Right. Yeah, but if I was a rich white man, how dare he talk to that man like, wow.
Enjoy your cheese board with your ugly ass is not a cuss out. I'm sorry. Well,
that's your compliment.
Okay. Yeah.
Enjoy your delicious-looking board of charcuterie of fine cheeses and delicious meats, you jerk.
Right.
Well, rapper Fredo Bang definitely lived up to his name because he recently took to IG to announce that he's now the father of two, showing off his newborn and toddler in a series of Christmas photos with the caption, I'm a daddy.
Aww.
And with no further context, fans started congratulating the rapper on fatherhood, but a lot was super-duper curious about who the child's mother was, right? So fans quickly began digging and discovered that a married lesbian couple with a massive online following had been sharing photos of the same children in our IG profile. Now, the couple has confirmed that Fredo is the father of Peyton, their youngest son, but not the father of the older one named Parker. Now, are you surprised that the internet was actually, like, taking the time to do the detective work, NCIS style, to compare the baby pictures and figure it out?
I mean, I have jumped down a couple rabbit holes myself to find out. I've cracked a couple cases.
Really?
Yes, NCI Tamar, okay? I will figure it out.
Fredo Bang. That man, not only was he not shooting straight, he wasn't thinking straight. A lesbian couple?
Yo, man, like, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't, and they definitely chilled home. Enjoy that day.
Okay, well, Tana and Gary, would y'all ever give, like, some of your sperm to a couple if they needed it?
No, because how do you get it out? I mean, I would have to work.
Well, you know how you get it. You know exactly. Don't act like you don't know how you get it out.
I'm not having sex with nobody, so no.
Gary's worried about the delivery method.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How's he gonna
get it out?
But to be
you
honest,
gotta play with it, Gary.
Yeah,
oh,
Gary.
That's too much trouble. So I wouldn't, because first of all, didn't they make me pay child support? So no.
No, they wouldn't.
You don't. Yeah.
You haven't probably signed some paperwork. I mean, I definitely would do it because not everybody is capable of doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like sometimes, you know, like the swimmers ain't swimming for the dudes like they're supposed to be.
Right.
And my gun is active, so like you know, if anybody.
Not
like,
your artillery is locked and loaded.
Specifically, boys. If you need a boy, it's what I specialize in.
Because he's got all boys.
If you need somebody to break the girl streak in your house, I'm your man.
Let's go ahead.
Your wife is going to kill you. He's joking, okay?
Well, moving on. Esther Rockman Dunbar celebrated his 50th birthday with a powerful message.
Oh.
He took to IG posting a handsome picture of himself with this caption. 50 years old today. 30 plus years in this business. Never sold my soul or ass. He continued, shout out to the few out there still intact in mind, temple, and spirit. This path ain't for the weak. It's for the chosen.
Right, Rockman Dunbar.
Right?
That is so weird. What is really going on here?
I mean, I felt that in my soul. Because
you felt that in your soul?
Yeah, because if everything went so left that you had to sell your ass, yeah, my day would be ruined.
I know I would, honey. I put on mine, honey. I want gold, so I sold my ass.
How far did that casting couch get you?
Baby, it got me where I'm sitting here today.
Okay. Oh, him too. Wow.
So Gary laid so we can sit.
That's right, honey. That's right,
Gary
baby. Y'all better than me, honey. Thank you, honey. Yes,
Gary,
Lord.
Gary, somebody's played a fish so we can do dish.
Yes, honey.
To pour the foundation.
Someone swallow it so we can
get
it
out. We all going to overcome, honey.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gary. We love you.
You're welcome, Ray. Yes, honey. Yes, honey.
Laying on your back or your stomach was not in vain.
Yes, that's why I'm barely sitting now. But anyway, all right, honey. Jennifer Hudson, baby, just had Ashley Simpson, honey, on her show. And they talked about my queen.
What?
Oh, my God.
Ashley's mother-in-law, Miss Diana Ross.
Well,
Jay Hunt, honey, shared the story of going to Miss Ross's Chicago concert. And my Lord, baby, this girl had on...
What she had on?
Flip-flops.
What?
Getting called on stage to sing, honey. This bitch had on flip-flops.
Why I get ready to lead a concert, y'all, I get right to the back door. And they said, Diana Ross said for you to come to stage and sing. I said, what? Y'all, I got on flip-flops. I can't go on the stage with Diana Ross. Do you see this, Ashley?
Oh, my God. Hey, but you're cozy.
Honey?
No.
You should always be prepared. If you know somebody called you on stage or you on stage, honey, you wouldn't have on no pumps, you have on your tennis shoes. You better have on some pumps, honey.
It depends if my feet is hurt. I'm sorry. These shoes expire these days.
Sometimes.
Y'all need to be ostracized.
Sometimes you're ostracized.
Ostrich-sized?
Sometimes your feet hurt, right. Gary.
Yeah, I can't.
And we can't even tell what kind of shoes Diana Ross had on because the dress is so long.
It don't matter.
She probably was barefoot.
You know, when we in our 40s, we can't tolerate that kind of pain no
more. You have to pay for beauty, honey.
Yeah, that's a young girl thing.
I wish somebody would lift Diana's dress up and be like, see, look, she has some Crocs under that.
Okay, from one concert to another, but this one sounds a little more intimate. Guys, this story creeps me the out. Maddie Healy from the band The 1975 got everybody talking at a recent concert where he got fresh with fans, as they used to say in 1975. He French kissed a fan who said he tasted like red wine.
What?
And then after that, he sucked on an audience member's thumb.
No.
A random person's thumb in the mouth.
No.
But get this, Maddie recently said he was struggling with being sexualized by fans. I'm sorry, you're struggling. You put a rando's thumb in your mouth.
Whoa.
Does the kiss make sense
that
or not?
That thumb could have left somebody's ass.
I don't think it was a thumb, honey. It looked like something else. But anyway.
Like, as an adult, can you get thrush? Because I feel like this is a great way for that to happen.
It's disgusting.
But it's always good to suck on things. So, I mean, I don't like
Not a random person in the audience.
Get your lollipop, ice cream cone.
And if you want to suck on somebody's finger, make sure their hands are clean.
Hello?
Hot tip, don't suck on your fans.
Honey, hot tip, do it. I bet you behind closed doors, all these here are sucking.
Well, moving on.
Not on Rando's fingers, darling.
Well, up next, Don Cheadle had 2 hours to make a major life decision. We've got the deets after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, y'all. Don Cheadle said that time was not on his side when he was offered the role of War Machine in 2010's Iron Man 2. Mm. Don said the Marvel Cinematic Universe applied that pressure while he was at his kid's birthday party. Listen to this.
I was at my kid's laser tag birthday party, and they called me and said, this is what's happening. We're giving you the offer. If you don't say yes, we're going to the next person. This is going to happen very fast. So you've got an hour. I said, I'm at my kid's laser tag birthday party. They're like, oh, take 2 hours. So.
Wow. Well, obviously, Mr. Cheadle took the role and was awesome, but they only gave him 2 hours to make such a huge decision. That's real tough.
God. It ain't tough if you ain't got nothing else going on.
Hello.
That's true. Yeah. That's real true.
The rent is due.
Okay. The other thing is, like, when they give you a time limit like that, you know there's someone else that they're about
waiting
to call.
Waiting. Hello.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
my child comes care. First, honey, I'm playing tag.
Well, he already played. He was tag. In the middle of playing. See, they played. See?
What?
Yeah.
look at them playing. They're playing right now. You can't make the call.
And there's probably a lot for him to think about because that job once belonged to Terrence Howard. Yeah. So, you know, you kind of don't want to, like, take a job from another fellow actor.
Right. I'm leaving the party myself.
So if you got the call during the party, you'd be like, hell yeah, right on the spot.
Yeah, see you when we get home. That's how that works.
Hello? He gave him an hour, then they gave him two.
Two, yeah. Well, check this out. Only in Hollywood, she's a felon and she's an attorney. She's Felicity Huffman. And she's coming back to your TV screens real soon. Now, almost 3 years after serving an 11-day bid for the college admission scandal, Felicity is back as The Good Lawyer, a legal spinoff of ABC's popular medical drama, The Good Doctor.
Wow.
Now, she'll guest star as Janet Stewart, a highly regarded attorney and partner at a law firm with the fierce intellect and dry wit.
It's, you know, guys, it's funny. It's really funny that she's coming back on a show called The Good Lawyer, right? Because her lawyer had to be pretty good for her to only get a 14-day sentence and only serve 11.
Well, she's gonna kill that role then. She know exactly what to do.
She had on a job training.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how this girl get a job just like that? And poor Keisha, honey, and then went to jail, honey, for almost a lifetime and still can't get a job.
Just
but for
a
Felicity, joint. Hello. Honey, you know, get a job. It must be nice. Mm-hmm.
Must be nice. Ain't that nice?
Yeah.
I mean, how you think she's going to do? Like, I mean, because, like, Felicity Huffman, she's a great actress.
If she was black, she would not be accepted yet.
Mm-mm. She'll still be at home,
she'll
honey.
She'll still be at home trying to figure out what she's going to do next and getting a bunch of no's.
You know, she mass murdered people at a college. I mean, because, like, I mean, even my man Wesley Snipes,
when you compare apples to oranges, them to us, I'm not with it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Wesley did time for not paying his taxes, and when he got out, he got right back to it.
But what did he do when he got right back out?
He did Street Kings. There was a Street Kings. It was some movie about like the streets.
Yeah,
it was like seemed like New Jack City
though.
Too.
Never you know what I'm saying?
He's coming to America too.
But here's the thing. I will say this.
That was way late. that was like he had to beg for the vote. Like way later.
I think Wesley. I think he did like a Western right after he got out. There is a difference. I do think there is a slight difference in like not paying your taxes, which like messes up little things. But it's not like you're taking an opportunity away from someone else, which is what that college cheating scandal was about. Like Felicity's child got a spot that would have gone to a different kid, probably one who didn't have as much privilege as her own.
Yeah, Bill Cosby's daughter probably could have went there or something.
Lord Jesus, this has gone toward another turn. Okay, just when we thought we were safe. Up next, we're going to dig into Julia Roberts' questionable family tree, and it has nothing to do with a scandalous affair. More on this after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back.
Hey,
I hate to be the one to break it to you, but everyone's favorite actress, Julia Roberts, is not the woman you think she is.
What?
Really?
What? Right. Apparently, Julia Roberts is really Julia Mitchell.
No.
What you mean?
Let me explain.
No,
okay.
God,
so after I know it's terrible. Why? After some family digging, Julia found out that her great grandmother was a very naughty woman and had an affair with a married man whose last name was Mitchell.
Was he black?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Judging by her skin tone, I'm gonna guess probably not. But check out Julia's reaction when she learns that she's not a Roberts.
Henry McDonald Mitchell Jr.
You just read the name of your biological great-great-grandfather.
So we're Mitchells?
You're Julia Mitchell. You are not a Roberts.
Ooh. That's deep, dog.
Man. It's like the moment where everything you knew was wrong.
Oh.
Great Gam-Gam got around a little bit.
Great
Have any of y'all had any like long-lost relatives call you up and try to be like, hey, I'm your cousin?
All the time.
All the time. I blame Facebook.
Me too. I blame social media because they can get to you easy. They can hit you with the DMs. I'm your cousin, your mama's sister, my auntie cousin. What?
And then it hit you with, you don't remember?
Right. I saw you at the family reunion when you was 12. Bitch, what?
Well, moving on, rapper Lil Boosie is turning lemons into lemonade. Now, after years of being mistaken for the one and only Flavor Flav, the two have teamed up for a movie. Now, Boosie has produced a new film, and he enlisted Flavor Flav to play the role of his father. Now, if this isn't black excellence, I don't know what is. And big shout out to the people over there at the Shade Room, because courtesy of them, we got a clip. Check it out.
You my daddy, where you been at?
I've been on the road, touring.
That's where I've been. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, I ain't been there for a minute.
Well, it, where you met my mom at?
I met your mother when I was in New Orleans. That was my friend at first. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what? We start dating. You know what I'm saying?
Very interesting.
It's giving brother.
Yeah.
It's giving.
It's mother's brother.
Yeah.
Uncle, mother, nephew, kind of, maybe.
Uncle, brother.
Now, where can we watch this at?
Well, there's a website called BoosieMovie.com.
Are you serious?
Yeah, where Boosie puts all his movies out so he can get, like, direct to consumer, you know, without having to pay, like, you know, cuts.
Whose father would you like to play in a movie, Gary?
Whose father would I like to play?
Whose daddy?
Whose daddy would I like to play?
It's a different thing.
That's a different thing.
I know, yeah, probably Boosie's.
Oh, okay. You want to play his daddy? Uh-huh. Hello? Yeah, boy! This regular.
Well, y'all, up next, honey, we find out, honey, how often single men change their sheets. Oh, Lord, and I mentioned already, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, this is the last story of the day, so...
Dish is it.
Now, this story might make you start itching a little bit, okay? So, check this out. A British study looked into how often adults change their sheets, their bed sheets, and you will not believe the results, okay? About half of the single men said about 4 months, while another 12% said when they remember to. And some ladies said they'd rather stay single, while some men said they could go for 8 months if you just flip the sheets over.
That's a fact. If you just flip the sheets over, they go twice as long, right? Everybody. Well,
I change my sheets once a month.
What?
Once, it's just me, number one. I sleep on one side of the bed. You still got the other whole side.
Yeah.
That's clean, so I'm not going to change sheets.
So you move around your sheets.
Yeah, like a clock.
No,
like
you sleep on
the same spot. Like one half, do you get the one half dirty, and then do you sleep on the other half because it's clean?
No,
no,
I get the one half.
You sleep in that same spot for a month.
You're damn right. I sleep in
that same
spot.
So if you sweat one night...
Yes, honey, because this is my deal, too, what I don't understand about people. When I was going to the gym, when I would go to the gym and, you know, I don't sweat, I missed. So when I would miss and go home, honey, and lay on, because by the time you get home, honey, it's all gone. The mist is gone.
No, it's a couple days for
me. A couple days?
Okay. Yeah, maybe two.
What?
Yeah, most.
2 days? Okay, that feels like a lot.
You know, women have a tendency to, like, change things up more often than guys, because, like, guys, we're Vikings, we'll go to distance, but, you know, there comes a limit to where, like, you start to smell yourself on your sheets.
All right, Tamar. All right. Are dirty sheets a deal breaker for you?
Yeah.
That's nasty.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
When I go over to somebody's house that don't got soap in their bathroom, that's a deal breaker for me.
Soap, toilet paper.
Or if they run out of soap and they refill it with water and a little bit of soap.
I hate when people do that.
Really?
You do that, don't you? Do not fill the soap dispenser up with water.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.